In this bulletin, criticism mounts over Queensland Senator Fraser Anning's decision to attend a far-right rally in Melbourne. Fears a young Saudi woman stranded in Thailand could be deported back to Saudi Arabia. And in cricket, Australia prepares for an inevitable Test series loss. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland Senator Fraser Anning has defended his decision to attend a far-right rally in Melbourne, despite criticism from across the political spectrum and from Jewish advocate groups. The independent senator is charging taxpayers for his flights, which he says he attended as his state is also facing issues with crime and so-called African gangs. The rally at Melbourne's St Kilda Beach on Saturday saw far-right attendees reportedly perform Nazi salutes. Speaking to the Seven Network, Senator Anning insists he wasn't involved in performing such actions.
There were a group about 100 metres down the road from the group that I was with, and they were doing exactly that, the Nazi salutes and the yelling and all that sort of stuff. The group that I was with, I can tell you now, were not doing Nazi salutes.
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has called on leaders to openly condemn Senator Anning, and Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has urged voters to get rid of the senator if he stands for re-election. Meanwhile, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community says it's concerned about the rise in far-right rallies targeting ethnic minorities. It has condemned Senator Fraser Anning's decision to partake in the rallies in St Kilda on Saturday and the fact that he has attributed his decision to the fact that his state is facing issues with crime and so-called African gangs. The Community Secretary of External Affairs, Sufi Aziz, has told SBS politicians have more appropriate outlets where they can voice their concerns.
Participating in such far-right rallies that have a clear agenda of hate and hostility, and to provoke, such agenda, and create some unrest in a society. It is concerning that if a politician were to take part, and they shouldn't be taking part, and that's something that we should call out.
A young Saudi woman wishing to seek asylum in Australia says she's stranded in Thailand after fleeing her family. Rahaf Mohammed Al-Khun claims she was detained on Sunday and had her passport confiscated by a Saudi official at Bangkok Airport. The 18-year-old has claimed on social media that she's being held at an airport hotel by diplomatic and airline staff despite having a visa to travel to Australia. She says she fears she will be killed if she's forced to return home and has reportedly renounced Islam. She's described what's happened in a YouTube video.
I want to explain why my visa was rejected in Thailand and why I couldn't enter the country. The reason is the representative of the Saudi embassy took all the proof, like the return ticket which I bought from Kuwait airport before I left and also the hotel reservation. That's why I can't get a visa and why it was rejected. If they reject my visa, I must return to the country from where I departed.
Ms. Al-Khun has used social media to call on Australian authorities to assist in her request to seek asylum. When asked by reporters about the matter, the Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, David Coleman, wouldn't comment.
Would the Australian government consider lobbying on her behalf?
Look, as I say, it's not something that I would go into, and I'm sure you'll appreciate that it is the better approach in relation to these sorts of matters, not to comment on them publicly.
In other news, more than 800 people were stripped of their visas and faced deportation last year in an ongoing federal government crackdown. Those deported included child sex offenders, those convicted of murder and domestic abusers. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says expanding visa cancellations has made Australia safer. To cricket, in Australia resumes day five of the fourth and final test after being forced to follow on at home by India for the first time in 30 years. They still trail the tourists by 316 runs, with the Australians needing to bat all day at the Sydney Cricket Ground to deny India a win in the fourth test. India are all but guaranteed their maiden-series victory on Australian soil since first coming down under 70 years ago. Let's take a look at today's weather. It's sunny in Perth, 33, mostly sunny, and 30 in Adelaide. much the same for Melbourne, 24 degrees, a possible late shower in Hobart and 22. Partly cloudy, 27 in Canberra. In Wollongong, Sydney and Newcastle, a possible shower, 24. In Brisbane, possible shower as well, 30 degrees. Much the same for Cairns, 32. Showers with a possibility of a storm in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.